You're listening to Sips of Sanity, your toolkit for emotional and intuitive intelligence, or what we like to call the dirty work. Let's do it.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
So this is our Sips of Sanity series, and our very first show is always a little bit of a teaser to get you to come to Patreon to join us for the rest of the four. This month, we're going to talk about friendships.
I cannot tell you how excited I am. I'm at a place in my life where I have the best friendships ever. And I want to just speak to the people who are like, ugh, friendships. I've had shitty friendships too, okay?
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this series because for those people who feel like they've stumbled their whole life through friendships, maybe not enjoyed them as much, but kind of kept them around because you're supposed to have friends, or isolated yourself because you just can't fucking figure out how to have friends. Like, this is just such a lovely breakdown about what it can look like, what healthy and unhealthy looks like, so you can discern your friendships and how to move forward and also walk away from them as well.
Yes. And I like it because I went through so many decades of life not knowing that I should even assess a friendship.
Cool.
I just thought, once a friend, always a friend. So first of all, yes, talk about an unhealthy false belief. I just thought that the longer you had a friend, that automatically made it a good friend because of the duration of the friendship.
Oh.
Not the quality of the friendship of either of you in it.
Right.
Or how you were functioning in it. Mm-hmm. So I just thought, if I've got friends that have been around for decades, I'm good.
Whatever around means.
Yes. And then, So first of all, just looking at that whole thought that I didn't even consider looking at friends to think, do I keep them or not? So what happened to me in the past was that I never ended the friendships. Other people ended them on me.
And then that's a whole other mind fuck of how come my friends aren't working out?
Exactly. And then it gave me the complex for a little while as to, oh, what is wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
And made it about that I'm the one that was always at fault because I got dumped in the friendships.
Right.
Right?
Okay, this is a necessary series.
It is. And then once I realized, oh, shit, other people are assessing friendships, they might be making new ones. This was something that blew my mind, that they might be making new ones without me, like going off in other areas and making other friends in other groups, which then also were like, okay, so can we have discussions around the fact that some people, healthy people, can have more than one group of friends and that they don't all have to be, they don't all have to know each other. Mm-hmm. So can we actually sit here and look at our friendships and go, yeah, I haven't asked myself those kinds of questions. So what we want to do in this very first show is introduce some questions to you so that as you're listening to it, it's like, oh, I haven't even assessed them. Nor did I even know that that was something I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do it. And I didn't know when an assessment of a friendship could be beneficial.
Cool. Okay, can we dive into the questions then?
Yes. Am I a healthy person in my friendships?
Okay, so kind of little plug here. We've done an entire Sips of Sanity series on, are you a healthy person?
Awesome.
Go ahead.
Is this particular friend a healthy person?
Okay, so this is actually going to be Tuesday and Wednesday, mm-hmm. talking about unhealthy friendships. Mm-hmm. Thursday, talking about what a healthy friendship is.
Yes. We can ask ourselves the question, have I been hanging on to a friendship for too long?
I love that. And we can't really assess that without Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yes. Am I the person that waits for other people to do the leaving?
Okay,
so I put it the responsibility on the other because I don't want to be the one that looks bad.
Right. So this is assessing your own patterns of behavior in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Another question could be, what attachment style do I have?
that's beautiful because your attachment styles that develop early in your childhood are going to play out in your interpersonal relationships, even through and especially in your adulthood.
What attachment style does this particular friend have?
Apply all the same information to the other person.
Are our attachment styles unhealthy? And then we can move into, of course, if I move into a healthy attachment style, could that mean for me that then I pick and choose other people that are secure and healthy as well? And would that allow me to get the most out of my friendships and my relationships in general?
Cool. So I just want to note too, like there's several reasons to want to stick around for the rest of the week to listen to this series. These are really deep questions right off the hop, right? And some people might be really intimidated by this. So you may start, because you've got time until the second show airs, to even just ask yourself, what do I like about this person? What do I not like about this person? What do I admire? What do I fear? What am I intimidated by? Right? So we could look at qualities and characteristics just on kind of a smaller scale, which seems a little weird to say that, to look at the individual themselves, because we're not trying to ask you to think about your friendships in this black and white way of good or bad, keep or trash, right? Mm-hmm. There are tons of personal relationships at all times in our life throughout our entire lifetime where we are needing to assess where it's at on a continuum.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we need to move from one end to the other direction, let's say, to see if it's viable, if the person wants to work with us, if we are willing to do work in the relationship as well. It's not for you to have a pro and con list by the end of Friday and say, I've kept 7 and I've trashed 13.
Right?
Now, some of you may also be in a situation where you do need to do that, but you can start by assessing qualities and characteristics to understand that this assessment doesn't make a person in your eyes or someone else's good or bad.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
We're not ever going to use the terms good or bad. We are going to use the terms healthy and unhealthy.
Which is also a continuum.
Absolutely. Yes, I like how you say that. We don't want anybody stressed in this. We just want you to be able to listen to this series and be able to enjoy your friendships, get the most out of your friendships, offer beauty and richness to your friendships. Pick up your pants if you need to. You know, this might be a call where you go, holy.
I feel like the saying is pick up your socks because it's assumed that most people go out into public wearing pants. Properly. So pick up your socks, people.
Thanks. Pick up your socks, people, and be a better friend.
Yeah.
If it's you that listens to this series and thinks, wow, I've actually got some really good friends. I'm the problem. Taylor Swift. Yeah. I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah. For right? Sure.
So that you are bringing richness to your friendships too.
Beautiful. Okay, so thank you in advance for preparing the series, and we look forward to the rest of the week with everyone. Thanks for listening to Sips of Sanity. Catch the full monthly workshop on patreon.com/thesarlows.